to school since you lived in Roswell?
Since I lived in Roswell, I went to Eastside Christian School for middle school, and then Roswell High School for high school.
And how would you describe the education you received?
I think it was good for the most part. I hear the reason that my parents put me in private school was because the middle school that we're in District 4, Crabapple, is apparently not very good, is what they say. But the high school's good. Like, Mountain Park Elementary, which is the elementary school around here, is really good, and then the high school's really good, but the middle school's not good, supposedly. But I think Roswell did a good job in preparing. Like, they had options that you could challenge yourself with, I suppose, with, like, AP and honors and things like that.
Well, do you know why people said Crabapple Middle School was bad?
No, I don't.
You know any reason?
Yeah. No, I don't know why. But that's just... Yeah. They actually call it Crap Apple.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's what they say.
Were there a lot of you that went to the private middle school and then went to Roswell High School?
No. Just me, maybe another person, one person from my class, maybe a few others. Most people who go to Eastside live in Marietta, though. So a lot of them went to, like, Wheeler and Walton and those schools.
Okay. And how about the diversity at either school, Eastside or Roswell?
Well, Eastside's mainly Caucasian for the most part, pretty much. That's basically it. And then Roswell is probably, it's largely like middle class Caucasian people, but there's a black community as well. They have ESOL, so there are some Hispanics, but it's very separated, like, for the most part. Like, the black kids would hang out together, and then the Spanish kids hang out together. And everybody else.
So there wasn't too much interaction between...
No. Ethnicity. And a lot of kids were bused in, too, to meet different quotas, I guess, that they have. So.
Was there a name for that program? The Boston program?
There probably was. I don't know what it is. But I think it was that if you live in Fulton County, you had the option of going to Roswell if you wanted to.
Have you ever heard of the M2M program?
Oh, that might be what it is. Yeah, actually, I think that is what it is. I don't know what that stands for, but I think that's... I remember hearing that.
Yeah, it actually stands for Minority to Majority.
Oh, probably. It's probably what it is.
There you go. M2M. For the record, Mr. Microphone.
Mr. Microphone. It is M2M program, yes.
So, I mean, how did that affect kind of the runnings of Roswell High School if there were kind of separate communities? And did that...
I mean, didn't really affect, except for they had certain meeting places, so they blocked the halls, which was a pain, but besides that, I don't think it really affected much.
Did people have, I mean, any friends across these boundaries?
Yeah, they did. It wasn't, like, completely separated. Mean girl style, but yeah, I mean, there are definitely, and it wasn't that there weren't any, mainly it was just the kids who were bussed in. They